Welcome to our prayer during the day for Friday the 5th of June 2020. Today the church commemorates Saint Boniface, Bishop, Apostle of Germany and martyred in 754. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains, forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty deliverer. Save us and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. Give us the wings of faith to rise. Give us the wings of faith to rise within the veil and sea. The saints above, how great their joys, how bright their glories be. We ask them whence their victory came, and they with united breath ascribe their conquest to the Lamb, their triumph to his death. They marked the footsteps that he trod, his zeal inspired their breast, and, following their incarnate God, possessed the promised rest. Psalm 31. In you, O God, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness deliver me, incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily, be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 24 to 26. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So as we celebrate Boniface, perhaps one of the questions we need to ask was, who is Boniface? Who is he in our church calendar? Well, he was born in Crediton in England in about 675, but not by the name of Boniface. He was known as Winfrith. In fact, his name Boniface came much later. And when older, he moved into monastic living in Exeter, and then eventually became a teacher near Southampton and a teacher of biblical exposition, and was also very much instrumental in bringing about a Latin grammar in England. For the 7th into the 8th century, his calling was a brave one, for they were dark times. And in 718, he left his birth country never to return, even though he did have an offer to return back as an abbot. Boniface preached the gospel to the tribes of Frisia, which today covers the northern coast areas of Netherlands and Germany. and he found it quite hard and hostile there. He visited Rome several times and was eventually asked by Pope Gregory II to convert the tribes in Hesse and Bavaria to Christianity, and this proved much more successful before returning to Frisia. Boniface was said to be the most diplomatic Englishman in Europe when advising the Frankish King Pepin on how to reform local councils and to reform clerical life, and in 747 was made Archbishop of Mainz. However, a few years later, he relinquished the position in order to go back onto the road to carry on preaching, but was sadly martyred by bandits at Dorkum in 754. One of my favourite stories about Boniface was his challenge to those who worship the god Thor by felling a sacred oak tree dedicated to Thor. And in the aftermath, as Boniface was not struck down by the mighty hammer, the tribe converted to Christianity. Another story states that in the middle of the felled oak, a tree devoid of leaves in the winter, grew an evergreen tree full of life and hope, a symbol of the eternity in Christ. Would we be brave enough to heed God's call to move out from our own comfort zones? Perhaps we are, and we are doing this in light of the global pandemic. In the Old Testament, Abraham was an old man when God called him from the land of Ur into Canaan, a considerable distance. Also, what signs may we see in our own journeys that God is with us, no matter how hard that journey may be? In the New Testament, Jesus knew of that cost as he travelled to Jerusalem. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Let us pray. We pray for God's grace. Lord, receive our praise and hear our prayer. Lord God, through your grace, we are your people. Through your Son, you have redeemed us in your Spirit. You have made us your own. And so we pray for the worldwide church, the church that professes you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we move towards Trinity Sunday. Make our hearts respond to your love, to be encouraged and to be empowered through your ascension and your empowering of the Holy Spirit upon us. Lord, receive our praise and hear our prayer. We pray for the world. We pray for our leaders, both internationally, nationally and locally. We pray for good governance. We pray that they will all model themselves on your servant king discipline. May our lives bear witness to your glory in the world. Lord, receive our praise and hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and those in need, both body and mind and spirit and soul. And particularly giving strength to those medical frontline staff and those that support in the time of this COVID-19 pandemic. We also pray for those that are not forgotten with debilitating and terminal illnesses, that we are eager to help out wherever we can and make our wills eager to obey and our hands ready to heal whenever we are called. Lord, receive our prayer and hear our prayer. We give you thanks for all the goodness of creation, for your gospel, for those that you call to go forth in your name. Make our voices one with all your people in heaven and on earth. And the collect for today. God, our Redeemer, who called your servant Boniface to preach the gospel among the German people and to build up your church in holiness, grant that we may preserve in our hearts that faith which he taught with his words and sealed with his blood, and profess it in lives dedicated to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And so we finish with the hymn, Forth in Thy Name. Saviour, give us his peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.